There's a phrase in my head. A girl should never waste cum nor chocolate. You got me thinking. How many times have I been asked whether I spit or swallow? Well, as kinky a girl as I am, I really was raised not to spit things out of my mouth. It's very uncouth. And just as I'd never spit out chocolate, I'm not about to spit out your cum either. In fact, truth be told, just between you and I would crawl across the floor wearing anything you desired and beg for you to give me a load of your cum for me to swallow. For me to feel it hit the back of my throat, slide down into my tummy. Oh, I'd be a very, very contented girl if that would happen. So what do you say? Will you give me your cum? Take your cock in your hand. Touch it just the way you like it. I'm not going to pretend I know how to make your cock come alive and harden. We barely even know each other. I could tell you what to do, but I'd have no idea about whether you were getting anywhere. So, I won't tell you how to jerk your cock if you promise to make sure you jerk it for me while I talk to you. And I would really, really, please, pretty please, I beg you, let me have a load of your cum at the end. Spill your seed. Come everywhere. And I can imagine that you did it for me, and you can imagine you did it for me, and I swallowed it. And I have your warm, creamy cum in my belly for the rest of the day. Do you like the image of a girl crawling across the floor to you? My long hair, maybe in pigtails or plaits. Don't take your hand off your cock. Keep stroking it the way you like it. And listen. I have beautiful tits. Very responsive nipples. And with no bra on, they'd be swaying back and forth, big, firm handfuls of tit. And I'd crawl across the floor to you, languidly, slowly, licking my lips, looking at your cock like it was the elixir of life, the fountain of youth. Everything I've ever wanted. It's right there. And the way I get what I want is through turning you on and getting your cum. So, am I naked? Am I in black lingerie? Suspenders, seam stockings, thigh-high boots, stiletto heels, black lace bra, pushing up my tits together, ripe for your cock to slide between. Perhaps I'm in white. Perhaps I'm pretending to be all innocent. But at the point I'm crawling across the floor on all fours to you, I think innocence pretty much went out the window. So, am I in a uniform? Am I a nurse with a tight white dress on? Am I an executive assistant looking over my glasses at you? Crawling across the floor in my tight skirt and my tight blouse that barely contains my tits. Perhaps I'm your maid. Little black and white uniform with a little hat on. biting my lip, knowing I shouldn't be doing this with the boss. What would everybody think? A maid getting diddled by the boss. The maid crawling across the floor, begging you for your cum. Please, 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 I just want to drink it down. I've been such a good maid. I've stacked the towels and I've cleaned the bathroom and I've made your lunch for later and I've dusted everywhere like a good girl should. Perhaps I'm a cheerleader. Pigtails. Crop top. Little pleated skirt. Do I have pom-poms in my hand? Do I shake them when you finally come down my throat? So imagine what you need to imagine right now as I crawl across the floor to you. Languidly, slowly, wantonly, like a dirty little slut for the taking. I'm going to assume a little here. Red lipstick for you? Do you have a bet with yourself about just how far I can leave my red lipstick mark down on your cock? Will I get graded for it? Do I have to get my nose to your belly before you'll give me your cum? Quite frankly, your cum is worth it. It's worth me choking and gagging for breath. It's worth me having that little panic and my mascara just starting to smudge from the little prick of tears. So, will you have me stay on my knees between yours, watching ever so closely as you jerk your cock? Will you tease me with a tip and let me just lick it a little? Perhaps I can just taste the little pre-cum off the end. Perhaps I'm allowed to roll my tongue around the head. Cross that little sensitive, tender spot. Or perhaps you'll let me lick. Cross your balls and then up the shaft all the way to the top. And maybe back down again if I'm very, very good. And I smile and I say a thank you for letting me lick and touch your cock. Perhaps my pigtails tickle your thighs. Perhaps you let me nowhere near it. Perhaps you just sit there stroking your cock like you need to. Up and down, over and over. I like that. I like you sitting there imagining me crawling across the floor and then sitting between your knees watching you stroke your cock. Begging you. Even if you won't let me touch it yet, or lick it, or taste it, that you will, at that moment when you're just about to come, pull my face down on your cock, bury it balls deep, and then come down my throat and have me gag on it. Or maybe you want me to gag on it before you give it to me. Perhaps a girl needs to work for your cum. I can do that. I'm a nasty little thing. I can lick the head of your cock. Suck it in between my lips. Then slowly work my way down your cock. Inch after inch. Until I just start to tease that gag reflex. Take a breath. And then slide the rest of it down my throat. And I know the reflex is to bring your hands to my head and hold me there to push your hips up to test just how far I can take it. But I promise you, I'm a good little cocksucker and my nose will be against your belly. So if that's what you need from me for you to come, then come down my throat. I've paid the price. Maybe you need more. Maybe you need to face fuck me. Maybe you need to plant your feet, plant your hands on the back of my head, and fuck my face, your hips pistoning up and down as you fuck me. That's it. Dirty little thing, having her face fucked just so she can get that creamy nectar at the end. Now with something. Have you had that little bead of pre-cum yet? Have you decided what you'd like from me? What the price for your cum is? Told you I'd pay anything. Oh, that's it. Those last few strokes that are getting you so close. You want my mouth on it? Yes, 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 that's it. Oh, you taste so fucking good. Now, as heavy people like your shit, I'll just check where the rim of lipstick is around your cock and ask you if you'd like me to lick it off. And then say a very good thank you for your cum. Now, I think I need to go and play with myself.